Finally, Peter Mandelson is, of course, a committed pro-European, and he supports a better relationship between the UK and the EU. And balancing the EU relationship with the US relationship is going to be the biggest strategic foreign policy challenge. So if you put all that together, you know, he's pretty well placed for the job.
Sorry to interrupt, but on your final point about him being a committed European, isn't it possible to argue that that's actually a problem for him? I mean, a lot of people would say the one thing you know about Trump and his crew in Washington is they hate the EU. They're very open about it. They think it's a socialist project and they don't want very much to do with it. Having someone who is a committed European, who's worked in the EU, who is a big Remainer, couldn't that be on the wrong side of the Trump administration's views about Europe?
Well, I mean, first of all, Peter Mandelson hasn't been advocating rejoining the EU in recent years. Yes, he was a supporter of staying in. But he does understand the importance of our relationship with the EU for the UK. And the job of the British ambassador in Washington is to represent British interests in Washington. So we need somebody who understands those issues and can explain to the Trump administration why, yes, we want a very strong relationship with Washington, but also we have to have a strong relationship with Brussels and with other key countries in Europe. So I don't think there's a contradiction in that.